The Airdrie Lightning U18AA boys hockey team is hosting a tournament in early January in memory of Ryan Cooling, an Airdrie hockey player who passed away in November after a 19-month battle with cancer at the age of 21. The Ryan Cooling Memorial U18AA tournament will run from Jan. 5 to 8, featuring four U18AA boys hockey teams from South Central Alberta. Lightning head coach Mark Kulinich said discussions about how best to memorialize Cooling, who played for the local U18AA team from 2016 to 2019, started shortly after the young man's passing. He said he and Cameron Davies, a parent of a player on this year's Lightning roster, brainstormed ideas and came up with hosting a tournament in Cooling's honor. Cam and I kind of chatted about doing something for Ryan on the Wednesday after he had passed, just as an alumni thing for the U18AA team because I know he played on that team for a couple of years and his brother played on that team, Kulinich said. Cooling's father, Gary, is one of our closest friends, so we felt we needed to do something to give back and keep Ryan's legacy going. The couple things we got over the finish line were pretty special, and I know they truly appreciate us doing this. The inaugural tournament will feature four teams, including the Lightning, the Wheatland Chiefs, the Calgary North Stars, and the Foothills Bisons U18AA squads. Kulinich said he hopes the following year's tournament expands to 12 or 16 teams. In addition to honoring Cooling's memory, Kulinich said the upcoming tournament also aims to give the competing players an opportunity to catch the eye of junior team scouts. We're hoping it grows to become one of the bigger AA tournaments in the province, and somewhere for scouts to come out, he said. We want to showcase these kids, especially ones who are in their last year of minor hockey. It will also serve as a platform to raise awareness of fibrolamellar hepatocellular carcinoma, the rare form of liver cancer that Cooling battled. The tournament will begin on Thursday, January 5, with a memorial ceremony before the first games get underway. Most of the tournament's games will be held in Airdrie at either the Ron Ebison Arena or Genesis Place Recreation Center. However, due to the resumption of regular season schedules that same weekend, as well as a separate U15 tournament in Airdrie, Kulinich said an arena in Carstairs is also going to host games on the Friday. It's the first week back after break, so it's pretty jam-packed, he said. As the Lightning U18AA was the last minor hockey team Cooling played for before his cancer diagnosis, Kulinich said another way the team is honoring his memory is by implementing something called a forever captaincy. Basically, he said that means whoever is selected as the Lightning's captain from next season onward will wear number 8 on their jersey, the same number Cooling wore for the team. According to Kulinich, the Airdrie hockey community has rallied together since Cooling's passing in various ways. He noted some teams have donned stickers on their helmet with Cooling's initials and number on them, and that small gesture has even expanded to teams in other provinces as well. The Airdrie community has really come together for Ryan and the Coolings, he said. To be honest, it's been very emotional and overwhelming. Lastly, Kulinich said he wanted to give a shout-out to Cam Davies for being instrumental in pulling the tournament together with just 3 weeks' notice. I honestly don't know the number of hours he's put into this, but he's kind of stick-handled this himself for the scheduling and getting teams involved, he said. I've dabbled and helped out in some of the decision-making, but I've done nothing compared to Cam. He's really put in the time, so a huge shout-out to him because this wouldn't happen without him. For a tournament schedule, follow at RC8_Memorial on Twitter or visit RyanCoolingMemorialTournament.com.